This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The prisoner swap with Russia that freed American basketball star Brittany Griner is drawing criticism from some prominent Republicans who point to the jailed American left behind in Russia. The AP's Sagar Magani has this.
The Biden administration says it made every possible offer to free Paul Whelan, and Moscow refused. There was only one move.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home.
The choice was one or none.
And we brought one home today.
It's a great day to have an American freed.
Brother David Whelan says his family thinks President Biden made the right call with the deal to free Griner and appreciates that the White House gave a heads up.
It allowed us to process the news, the disappointment, and really the devastation.
Paul Whelan serving a 16-year sentence on spying charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Congress has voted to protect same-sex and interracial marriages and sent the bill to President Biden. The House gave final approval yesterday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling it
an historic step forward in Democrats' fight to defend the dignity and equality of every American.
But Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, a Missouri Republican, choked up as she begged colleagues to vote against the bill, saying that it undermines what she called natural marriage between a man and a woman. Ukraine's finance minister is pointing to the West this morning, saying the crucial financial aid they're providing Ukraine is not charity, but self-preservation. Donor countries sharing the price of turning back Russian aggression, he says. The head of the U.S. military operations in space says the U.S. is closely monitoring Chinese activities that potentially threaten American assets in space. This from U.S. Army General James Dickinson of the U.S. Space Command. This is AP News. The latest now on a tragedy in Texas.
A FedEx driver has allegedly confessed to killing a girl last week in Texas. According to an arrest warrant, FedEx driver Tanner Lynn Homer told authorities that he strangled 7-year-old Athena Strand after accidentally hitting her with his van while making a delivery at her home in a small town northwest of Dallas. The court document says Homer told investigators that the child wasn't seriously hurt after he hit her while backing up the van, but that he panicked and put her inside. The warrant said Homer took investigators to where he left Athena's body. Homer faces charges including capital murder. I'm Norman Hall.
15 automakers have made life-saving automatic emergency braking standard on nearly all of their new vehicles this year. This includes Ford, Toyota, Volkswagen, and Volvo. Automatic emergency braking can stop or slow a vehicle if it detects objects in the way. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.